Good morning, church family. Do you know what a verb is? If you are trying to recollect from elementary and high school English what a verb is, let me remind you. A verb is an action word. It is eating or drinking or swimming or hitting or throwing or eating or being or doing. It's an action. And that piece of information comes in play in today's psalm, which is Psalm 105. And apparently the last time I read Psalm 105, I had noticed all the places where he, God, is in conjunction with a verb. And there are a lot of them in Psalm 105, because Psalm 105 is a summary from Abraham to when the Israelites were set free from the Egyptians. And so there's a lot of doing that God has done. And it starts off 105, in verse 5, it says, "Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles and the judgments he pronounced." Remember. So these are some things we can remember with the verbs in God. He remembers. He confirmed. He allowed. He called down. He sent. He made. He turned. He spoke. He struck down. He brought out. He spread. He fed. He opened. He remembered. He gave. God is a God of action. He's not a passive God who sits by and watches things happen. And I'm convinced that today, in our lives, we're not the Israelites, we're not Abraham, we're not Moses, we're not these people, but today, in our lives, God is acting. God is doing things. So my challenge to you and to myself today is to find God's fingerprints today. Try to quiet the distractions or whatever else you have going on, to see where he is acting in your life today, to see where he is keeping you calm and giving you a sense of peace when you all of a sudden feel very lonely or very sad, or where he is giving you self-control to not go to the refrigerator for the fourth time and it's only 10 a.m., or where he is giving you the ability to not be really snarky or snarky at all to that coworker that, oh my word, if you have to take another Zoom call with that person, you are going to go out of your mind. Or where God has quieted and given you patience with your child because they're driving you crazy. Wherever God's fingerprints are today, even if it's watching a bird outside or smelling a flower or enjoying your dinner, like really enjoying your dinner, whatever you see God's fingerprints, take a moment and focus on that. Focus on the way that he shows his love to you through stopping you from doing stupid things or showing you really cool, inspiring things or encouraging you or your child's hug or friend's phone call or a piece of mail that's not junk mail, that's an actual letter. Like something today, see where God's fingerprints are in your life and where he's acting and being an active God for you and for me. Have a great day.